So what day is it today? Today is Thursday. I'm out and about again. My name is Werner Kuchert and you are listening to Finding Frequency. One man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. It's becoming a regular thing now, walking to the shop to go buy yogurt. For some reason, I'm craving yogurt these days. The other thing I'm craving is the damn sun. It's a little bit cold again today, and you can spot the South African because I'm the only guy wearing a baseball cap out in the cold. So my ears are flopping in the wind, a little bit chilly, and I'm about to probably develop some kind of stalactite on my nose. But that's not what you want to hear. So started off the day quite interestingly with a phone call with a fellow South African, a colleague of mine who worked with me in the advertising agency for years. We were thick as thieves back in South Africa. We also shared a mugging, so we got mugged together in Sandton. So it's funny how sometimes South Africans are brought together by crime. So, but that's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek South African humor for you. So yeah, we had a great conversation just catching up. She's at the moment living in Paris, working as a freelance marketing strategist. And actually, she says to me, making a good living. And we started reflecting on our experiences here in Europe as to migrant workers. And it was interesting that something that came up for us and has been an interesting theme for me this last few days. And I'll try and tie this up into one cohesive story. So I'll leave my friend there for now, and then I'll talk a little bit about a challenge that I'm doing. I think I mentioned it in the previous episode, a video challenge. I want to get a little bit more comfortable with video. I'm required to do video work from time to time to be in front of a camera, and that inherently freaks me out. And so the challenge today is to film something and then talk about something that you found surprising in this group that I'm participating in. And that brings me to where my friend and I were talking about this morning. So the thing that surprised me was, in this group, this video group, is that I found the generosity of the folks participating with me in this challenge quite refreshing. And my friend and I were reflecting on the same topic, because I think what we've started picking up, especially being here in Europe, and I think it's mostly we had attributed to the fact that, I mean, she's not fluently French speaking. And of course, I don't speak Polish, is that the one thing that we used to feed on a lot back in South Africa is some kind of acknowledgement or sign that you are doing the right thing. You might not be perfect, but you are moving in the right direction. Now, since being here on our European journey, something that I've picked up, and even doing work with my friends in the States, is that it is, how can I say this without sounding like a little baby? It's like there is times that we found that a lot of the feedback that we were getting, and especially now, is always about what we are doing wrong or where are we falling short. And it was very rare that someone would point out what you were doing right. Now, what I'm not saying is that you want to be unnecessarily praised and that everybody should have a first place medal. I'm not saying that. I think that is fundamentally also really a problem. But the thing is, I remember, if I may tap back into my experiences, that when I was at the advertising agency, I used to work with creative people from different levels. And from time to time, I had to give critique on the work. Now, usually my attitude was to look at where someone was in their career and then judge the work that they were doing. And judge is also harsh, because sometimes you have the ability to judge work because you base it on fact and data. And then sometimes you are judging work or giving your opinion. And I always used to say the ad agency, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. So what I tend to do in my critique or feedback is to first critically look at the work and then see within myself where I believed things were done right. What was good about the work that is in front of me now? And then where can the work be improved? And how much improvement needs to happen to bring it to a level where it is moving towards benchmark level? So I'm not saying I'm looking at a piece of shit work and then going, oh, that's a great job. Thanks for arriving on time for work today. It's really to see what this person's doing right, what are they doing to improve, and then helping them with data and fact about how they can improve to the level that you expect as a manager, and then go beyond that, because we all want drive. And I think sometimes, and that's what myself and my colleague have found when we were doing our conversation, is that when you're on your own, working on your own, and I think it's amplified when you work in a country where you can't really always talk to someone about these things and about your work, to find that feedback that's going to make you grow, to create that fertile soil. So in a way, you need to create it for yourself then. So I think the only way that I can reflect on how to improve that, if you ever find yourself, is to find a community where you can share and find a community that will challenge you. Because if you're going to find a bunch of people who are going to tell you how great you are all the time, you're not going to grow either. So that was my little spiel for today. Something that has been, just to reverse right back into the conversation again, is that I don't think I necessarily have all the answers, but I think there's something missing and I need to fill that gap. And I'm working actively on that to make sure that I'm growing all the time, and we should all grow, I guess. So I need to get back into my office. There's a lot of work waiting for me. Got a few meetings lined up, and then also the doctor is coming soon, because the little one is still not 100%. Although, even though I went to go fetch yogurt, I've been instructed by the little man that I need to bring back a chocolate egg. And I don't know if that's a good thing, a good parenting thing, but I did just that. So I need to go make a delivery, and then perhaps a nice steamy cup of coffee so I can defrost my nose.
Say hello,
Jindal, man. Have you seen
Jindal? Have you seen Jindal? Yeah.
Can you spend some shit? Yeah. What did
you want? What is in the bag?
It's a piece of pie.
A what?
It's a piece of pie from
an what did you want? You think there's an eggy in there?
Yes, I think
there's an eggy. Can you get his eggy? Where's the eggy?
Franek, ale to może później zjesz. Czy teraz chcesz zjeść?
Tak.
Teraz?
A tu jest. A jaka to jest?
Delivery done.